Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Try the World. Take a food journey around the world by visiting 12hopflop.com/try the world. More on them in a bit. Hello there, lovely humans. It's Floppy here, your friendly neighbourhood bunny, hopping into another delightful episode of 12 Hop Flop. I hope you're all feeling as fluffy and fantastic as a freshly groomed rabbit on a sunny day. Today, we're diving into something that every bunny and every human needs a little bit of bravery. Now, bravery might sound like a big, scary word, but don't worry. I'm here to show you that it's something we can all find within ourselves, no matter how big or small we are. Whether it's exploring a new tunnel or trying a new treat, bunnies like me face little moments of bravery every day. And guess what? So do you. So let's nibble on this idea of courage together and see how we can all be a little braver in our everyday lives, just like a bunny with a twitchy nose and a curious heart. So, what exactly is bravery? Well, let me tell you, bravery isn't about being fearless. It's about feeling those little flutters of fear in your belly and deciding to hop forward anyway. For us bunnies, bravery can be as simple as venturing out of our cosy burrows for the first time. Imagine the world outside, so big and full of new smells, sounds, and sights. It can be a little overwhelming. But that's where bravery comes in. Maybe you felt that way too, like when you're about to start a new job, or maybe you need to speak up in a meeting and your heart starts to race just a bit. That's your inner bunny, feeling a little cautious, but also a little curious. Bravery is what happens when you decide to hop forward, even when you're not quite sure what's ahead. It's not about ignoring the fear, it's about acknowledging it, then taking that step anyway. For me, bravery might mean trying a new type of hay that looks a bit different from the usual. For you, it could be trying something new in your life, like taking on a new hobby or making a new friend. In both cases, bravery is all about making that leap, no matter how small or big it may seem. Now, let's talk about what makes up bravery. Just like a bunny needs strong legs to leap, we all need a few building blocks to find our courage. The first one is curiosity. You see, curiosity is what makes us peek our heads out of the burrow, sniff the air, and decide to explore. It's that little spark that gets us interested in something new, even if it feels a bit scary. For humans, curiosity might mean wanting to learn a new skill or meet new people, even when you're not sure what to expect. It's that what if that nudges you forward? The second building block is trust. Now, trust is a big one for us bunnies. We trust each other to keep an eye out for danger, and we trust our instincts to guide us. When we trust ourselves and those around us, we feel a bit braver. For you, trust might mean believing in your own abilities, or trusting a friend or colleague to support you when you're taking a brave step. It's knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, you've got what it takes to hop back up and try again. Finally, there's practice. Oh yes, bravery can be practiced, just like a bunny practices its hops and bounds. The more we face our fears, even in small ways, the stronger our bravery muscles get. Start with little hops. Maybe speaking up more in a meeting, or trying out a new hobby on the weekend. With each small act of courage, you'll find it gets a bit easier to take the bigger leaps when they come. All right, let's talk about something we all know too well. Fear. Even the bravest bunny feels a little twinge of fear now and then. It's a natural part of life, whether you're a bunny or a human. The trick isn't to get rid of fear entirely, but to learn how to face it head on, just like when I hear a loud noise and my first instinct is to freeze. But then, I remember that sometimes the best way forward is to hop right through it. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. Fear can make you want to stay in your safe little burrow forever, never venturing out into the big wide world. But that's not where the juicy clover grows, is it? No, it's out there in the fields where the adventure lies. And the same goes for you. Fear might tell you to stay quiet, to avoid taking risks, to stick with what's familiar. But bravery is about recognizing that fear, giving it a little nose wiggle, and hopping forward anyway. I remember a time when I was afraid to hop over a new obstacle in my playpen. It seemed so big, so daunting, and I wasn't sure if I could make it. But I took a deep breath, wiggled my nose, and with a swift kick, I leaped over it. And you know what? It wasn't so bad after all. The same goes for you. Maybe there's a fear you've been facing, something that feels too big to overcome. But with a little courage, and maybe even a deep breath, you can hop over it too. Start by facing your fears in small steps. Identify what scares you and take a tiny hop towards it. Maybe it's speaking up in a meeting, or perhaps it's trying something you've never done before. Each time you face that fear, you get a little stronger, a little braver. And soon, those big fears won't seem so big anymore. Hey there, wonderful listeners! Do you love trying new treats and discovering flavours from around the world? Well, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Try the World. Imagine receiving a curated box of gourmet snacks and delicacies from different countries right at your burrow. I mean doorstep, each month. Every box is filled with a delightful assortment of international goodies, from French butter cookies and Italian chocolate tarallini to Thai sriracha banana chips and beyond. It's like a tasty adventure you can enjoy without ever leaving home. Each treat is carefully selected to bring you the best flavours from around the globe, offering a unique culinary experience. Whether you're a foodie looking to explore new tastes or just someone who loves a good snack, Try the World has something for everybody. And it's not just about the snacks. Each box also includes a cultural guide, helping you learn about the traditions and stories behind your new favourite treats. It's a wonderful way to expand your horizons and enjoy some delicious surprises along the way. So, if you're ready to embark on a global munching adventure, hop over to 12hopflop.com/try the world and start your journey today. Use code JOY10 for 10% off your order. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/try the world and use code JOY10 for 10% off. Happy munching, my friends. Now, let's get back to the show. Now, let's take a moment to talk about how bravery shows up in our everyday lives. You might think bravery is only for big moments, like rescuing a friend or facing down a fox. But the truth is, bravery is in the little things too. It's in the quiet moments, the small decisions, and the tiny hops forward that we take each day. For me, bravery might be trying a new veggie that looks a little different from the ones I'm used to. It's not a big, dramatic moment, but it's a small act of courage nonetheless. And for you, bravery could be something as simple as trying a new hobby, starting a conversation with someone new, or even just getting out of bed on a tough day. These little acts of bravery are just as important as the big ones because they add up. Each time you do something that pushes you just a little out of your comfort zone, you're building your bravery bit by bit. Think about the times you've done something that made you a little nervous. Maybe you spoke up when you felt something wasn't right, or you decided to take on a challenge at work that you weren't sure you could handle. Those moments might not seem like much at the time, but they're all examples of everyday bravery. So, next time you find yourself doing something that feels a little scary, take a moment to recognise that you're being brave. Whether it's trying a new food, like I do, or stepping into a new situation, give yourself a little credit for that courage. It's these small acts of bravery that help us grow stronger, more confident, and more ready to face whatever life throws our way. As we hop toward the end of today's episode, I want to leave you with a little reminder. Bravery isn't about being fearless. It's about taking that hop forward, even when your whiskers are trembling a bit. Whether you're facing a big challenge or just a small everyday decision, remember that courage comes in all shapes and sizes. It's okay to feel a little scared, to have doubts, or to worry about what's ahead. But don't let that stop you from hopping forward. Each time you push through your fears, whether big or small, you're building your bravery muscles. And just like a bunny who practices jumping higher and higher, you'll find that with each leap you get a little stronger, a little braver. So the next time you face something that makes you pause, take a deep breath, wiggle your nose, and hop forward. You've got this, just like I do when I'm exploring new tunnels or nibbling on unfamiliar greens. Remember, bravery isn't about never being afraid. It's about moving forward despite the fear. So keep hopping, keep trying new things, and keep believing in yourself. You're braver than you think, and with each step you take, you're becoming the best version of yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of 12 Hop Flop. I'm so glad we got to hop through the topic of bravery together. If you enjoyed today's chat, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a hoptastic episode. And if you have a moment, I'd love to hear from you, whether it's a comment, a review, or even just a quick hello. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me make this podcast even better. And of course, if you have any topics you'd like me to hop into next, just let me know. I'm always up for a new adventure. Until next time, keep those ears up, keep those hops high, and remember, you've got the heart of a brave bunny inside you.